Okay, this week is Parshas Shreifnim, and we'll start off with the Vart I think we said over every year.
It's a day to say it again.
It's Chida.
No. But Chazar is always... But it's always good to say over. Shreifnim, the first Pasuk, Shreifnim v'shaitrim titin l'cha v'chol sharecha. You should appoint judges and guards in all of your gates. And the Pasuk says, titin l'cha b'roshin yachid. Not titin l'chem, roshin rabin. Titin l'cha. You should appoint for you. B'chol sharecha. Why does it say b'roshin yachid? You should have said b'roshin rabin. Speaking to Christ, you should appoint judges in all of your gates and your cities. Good. So, besides the posh pshat in the Pasuk, that refers to shaitim and shaitim, bezdin, and those that carry out the psak of bezdin, but Musa say refers to the shaitim that a person has to appoint over himself. Every person has to watch himself. Titen l'cho. Every person knows where he needs watching, where he needs to guard himself, where he's weak, what his weak points are, what his strengths are. So shaitim v'shaitim titen l'cho. Every person, speaking to every individual, appoint for yourself, shaitim v'shaitim. Watch yourself and know where you need to, the extra shemira, where you need to watch yourself and watch yourself that you shouldn't come to do any avers. From the Shulah Kodesh, we said over many times, the Shulah Kodesh brings down, titin echa b'chol sharecha, that every person has seven gates, seven openings with which a person relates to the world, takes in from the world and gives out to the world. And what are the seven gates? He calls it the seven gates of the nefesh. What are the seven gates? The two eyes,
the two ears,
the two nostrils of the nose, and one mouth.
That's
on a person's face, there are seven openings with which he interacts with the world. The eyes, shaitim v'shaitim titin l'cha b'chol sharecha. Be careful to guard, to watch all your gates. Don't use the gates the wrong way. The eyes, a person uses to see out. And a person with his eyes also, a person takes in what he sees. And also a person given ayin hara. A person is jealous of somebody else, gives them what we call the ayin ra, the bad eye. So a person he takes in with his eyes, gives out with his eyes. Be careful that your eyes, one of the seven gates, are used the right way. The ears, a person hears with his ears, a person hears. The Gemara Suvis tells us there's a flap at the bottom of the ear, the lobe of the ear. Why is there a lobe at the bottom of the ear? A person hears Lashon Hara, gets folded up against his ears in order to stop himself from hearing Lashon Hara. Make sure that he uses his ears the proper way. The nose, a person interacts with smell. Matzah Shabbos, make a bari minim summon, smell has an effect on a person. The Gemara tells us, when a person walks by and he smells a smell of chazer, a smell of treif of food, he shouldn't say, ah, that's disgusting. He should say, fakert.
It
smells
good,
but my ass, what can I do? Avinu Shemashmayim Gozal, Hashem was Goyza, I shouldn't eat from it. So a person has to use the sense of smell the proper way to serve Hashem. And the mouth goes without saying. A person has to be careful what comes out of his mouth and what goes into his mouth. What he says with his mouth, what he puts inside of his mouth. So Shaiftim v'Shaitim, Titim l'cha b'chol sharecha. Appoint Shaiftim, judges and guards over all of your gates. And make sure that all the gates are used properly. Says the Shulah Kodesh, the Rosh Sharecha, Shin Ayin, Reish Yud Chof, is Rosh Tevis. The Shin stands for Shinayim, teeth, which really refers to the mouth. Like the Gemara explains that the mouth has two guards against it. There's a gate of bone, which is the teeth, and a gate of flesh, which is the lips. There are two gates. When a person wants to speak, in order for speech, he has to open up both gates. He has to open up his teeth and his mouth.
Teeth look like bars. Like,
yeah. Shinayim. The Gemara says that even with two gates, it's hard to keep our mouth quiet. So Sharecha stands for the Shin is Shinayim. The Ayin is Einayim, our eyes. The Resh is Raglayim, our feet. The Yud is Yadayim, our hands. We have to make sure to use a whole guf. The teeth, the mouth, the eyes, the hands, the feet properly. And the Chof stands for the Koyas, the kidneys, which the Gemara many times says, Koyas, the Pasuk says Koyas Yoyatzlis. Gemara says that Eitzah, Machshava comes from the heart. Gemara calls it the kidneys are the ones that give the Eitzah, referring to Machshava and the desires of a person. So Sharecha, a person has to be careful to watch himself, all his gates, how he interacts with the,
with
the world.
Part of kidney is part of the intellect?
Yes. Gemara says, the Pasuk calls it Koyas Yoyatzlis. In a sense, yes. The pasuk says a little bit later on the mitzvah of appointing a melech. We discussed it in the Gemara. We had it in Sanhedrin. The whole inyan of a melech in Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Chaf. The pasuk tells us, "Lavilti rumu levav on miachov." The melech has to be careful not to become a bagayva, not to elevate his heart, not to elevate himself above his brethren. Lavilti sur min hamitzvah yomenu smoil. And not to turn away from the mitzvahs to the right or to the left. There's a Chassam Sofer, it says a very fascinating idea. We find the Melachim Aleph in the very beginning when David wants to transfer the Malchus over to Shlomo, he has Shlomo Melch ride on his mule, on the mule of the king. We also find Mashiach comes riding on a donkey. It says, by Melech, it says the mule of the king. The Chassam Sofer says, what's the significance of the king on a mule? That David wanted Shlomo to ride on a mule.
Why not a horse?
And says the Chassam Sofer, because a mule is a hybrid. A mule is a hybrid of a horse and a donkey. A horse is a haughty animal. Horse is a balgaiva. Horse is used in Muhammad to fight wars. Horses are used for speed, for show.
Horse.
We have the mitzvah, king can't have too many horses, he might go back to Mitzrayim.
It's a mitzvah animal.
So a horse is an animal of gaiva. A donkey, on the other hand, is an animal that carries a load.
Yeah.
It's
a working animal.
It's more of a humble, a subservient animal that serves its master. The mule is a hybrid of the two. A hybrid of the horse, which is the haughty, balgaivo, and the donkey, which is more of a humble, subservient animal that serves its master. A king needs both characteristics. A king has to show his covet. A king, people have to respect the king. We want melech shemachal kavaydoi, and kavaydei machal. If a king is meichel, is kavayd. Not meichel. A king we have to treat with respect. So I'm tossing Alech Melech. In Moslech, fear has to be upon you. To be afraid of the king, he needs the characteristic of a horse. On the other hand, the king has to be careful. It shouldn't affect him personally. Levilti rumu levova miecho. He can't become a bagaiva. As much as he has to give an impression of covet and give that and show off, and people have to respect him, he himself has to be careful not to become a bagaiva. Levilti rumu levova. That's the donkey. The donkey is the one that's the honor of servient, serves Hashem. So a king has to be a hybrid between the characteristics of the horse and the characteristics of the donkey. And that's why David HaMelech rolled on the mule and had Shlomo ride on the mule to teach him this idea of a king on the outside being like the horse, the gaiva, but on the inside, Levilti Rumu Bava Miyachov, the king has the characteristics of one who's a subservient and serves Hashem. The Yismach Yisrael says a very, very nice, very nice part. The Mishnah Yuma, in the first Perek, the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol, we prepare him for Yom Kippur. How do we prepare him for Yom Kippur? So the Mishnah Perek Aleph and Yuma Mishnah Dalet says, "Call Shiva Sayomim, all 7 days, we didn't hold back from him any food or drink. Whatever the Kohen wanted to eat, we gave him to eat.
That's great.
It's great. Erev, I'm sorry. You know, I was meant to say Mishnah Hay, but I started Mishnah Dalet, so there's a reason why I started Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah ends off saying, but Erev Yom Kippur M'chashecha, Erev Yom Kippur, toward Shkia, late in the day, they didn't let him eat a lot, because eating a lot makes him fall asleep, and they kept him up the whole night, he shouldn't become Tomei when he slept. Okay, Mishnah Hay. The Mishnah says, The Mishnah says, at the end of the Mishnah Gimel, Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris, Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, Ma'amidinai say Mishar Mizrach. They brought the Kohen Gadol, and they stood him, they had him stand by the Shar Mizrach. Uma'avirim afarim, and they brought in front of him, Parim, Ve'egom Kvasim, the cows, the rams, the goats, the sheep, Kadeshi Makir Ve'rogo Ba'avaidah. So he should be accustomed to the Avaidah. So Rashi said, the Rav says, he should look at the behemoth, and he should know, okay, that behemoth is this carbon, and that's the halacha, and that's the avoid of that carbon. And that behemoth is this carbon. And the cow, and he should know and associate all the dinim with the kabbonis. Says the Yismach Yisrael, what's pshat? This Kohen Gadol never saw a cow in his life. He never saw a sheep. Every Kohen Gadol was once upon a time a Kohen Hedget.
Right.
Kohen Hedget does the avodah. He knows what a cow is. He knows what a sheep is. He knows what a He knows what a ram is. He has to be makir ragam avodah. You have to show him this is a cow, this is a sheep, this is a ram. He knows. He says the pshat is that we're afraid the Kohen Gadol will feel a little gaiva. The Kohen Gadol starts thinking to himself, I'm the only one allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Once a year, there's only one person allowed to enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Me, the Kohen Gadol. He might feel a little gaiva. After all, I'm better than everybody else. Hezek still listen to me. You see that cow? That cow's going in with you also. You see that cow? The dam of that cow, you're taking inside. You see that? The dam of that behemoth is going in with you.
Who shows?
Those behemoths are going in with you into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Don't think you're such a Baal Gaiva that you're the only one going in. You're only going in to serve Hashem, to do the Avodah. You can only go in while you're doing the Avodah. You can only go in with the dam of those behemoths. So don't think you're such a Baal Gaiva. You should realize that's all because of the Avodah that he's doing. Not because it's any Gaiva of his, but Fakert. He's only allowed into the Kodesh HaKadoshim when he's serving Hashem and bringing the Karbonos. You think you're about Gaiva? The behemoths have to go inside with you. The Parim, the Ilim, and the Kvasim. A person of power sometimes
be knocked down a little.
Gets carried away. The Torah warns, Levilti Rumu Vova Miachov. A person has to be careful. We just had the Gemara yesterday, 2 days ago. The Gemara says, why was Adam Rishon created the last day of Sheshis Mei Breshis on the sixth day? Why wasn't Adam Rishon created earlier? And the Gemara gave various reasons. One reason the Gemara said, Dover Acha, we tell him if he becomes a Bagaiva, Yitush Kadamcha B'Maisa Breshis, even the small fly, the gnat, preceded you in Maisa Breshis. So a person looks at the creation of the world, he sees there's no reason to be a Bagaiva. All the animals and all the birds and even all the insects in the world preceded a person. A person tends to become a Bagaiva, look around, open your eyes, and a person has to realize that it's not him, it's not his kayach, but rather everything he has comes from Hashem. Pasuk says later on in Perik Yud Ches, Pasuk Gimel, says the Pasuk, Perik Yud Ches, says the Pasuk in Yud Ches Gimel, V'zeyyeh mishpat ha-kayhanim mi'eisa'om. This is the din of the kahanim from the people, when those that bring karbonos, im sharim said whether he brings an ox or a sheep, the nasan lakayin he gives to the kayin has a raya, bachayayim bakeva, the arm of the behemoth, the cheeks, the jaw, and the keva, the stomach. Those are part of the matnas kahuna, zrei lachayayim and the keva given to the kayin. When the malbim became rav in Romania, his first Shabbos as Rav, he got up to speak. It must have been Pashas Shoftim. And he brought down this Pasuk. V'nasa l'kayin ha-zeraya v'achayayim v'akeva. Matnas kohuna is the zeraya l'chayim v'akeva. Said the Malbum, that's good, bizman is a base of Mikdash. Han, the base of Mikdash, the kayin receives zeraya l'chayayim and the keva. But today, where there is no base of Mikdash, and not all the matnas kohuna apply, there is an Indian to give matnas kahuna, so to speak, to the Rav, to the Gadol. Instead of giving it to the Kayin, you give it to the Rav, give it to the Gadol. So the Malbim said, as your Rav, I ask you for Zeraya, L'chayayim and Keva. I ask you for Zeraya, that you should put tefillin on your arms. I ask you for Chayayim, you should leave the payas growing on your face, you shouldn't shave your payas. And I ask you for your Keva, for your stomachs, you should be careful what food you eat, and only eat food that's kosher, not any ma'chalam asurim, food that's awesome. Okay. A nice little vart from the Malbim. Zeraya l'chayayim and the keva. Okay. Baruch Hashem, we are a level, we don't have so much those nisyonos. Baruch Hashem, we put tefillin on every day. I don't think most of us have an assignment every morning. Should I put on tefillin or not? Put on tefillin? Okay. Maybe we could do it with a little more kavana, a little slower. Okay, fine. But we put tefillin on. Payas, we have. Hechsherim, Kashrus, Baruch Hashem we have. We have different Nisyonis. Every generation has their own Nisyonis. And everyone knows what their weak points are. We said earlier what the Nisyonis are. The Michtav Me'olyo brings down the idea of an Akudas HaBechira. Everybody has their point of a Bechira, where their choice is to do good or do bad. Imagine two people having a tug of war. He's holding one end of the rope, I'm holding the other end. I'm pulling and he's pulling. The constant tug of war is over a very small area of the rope in the middle. That area in the center gets pulled this way, pulled back way. There's one area in the middle that gets pulled towards you, that gets pulled back, pull it again. He says, that's the fight the person has with the Yetzer Hara. Every person has a tug of war with the Yetzer Hara. There's one small area in the center, which is your Nekudas HaBechira, where that's your Nesiyonis, are you going to do bad or not? Constantly back and forth with the Yetzer Hara in that particular area. Some people have Nesiyon when it comes to learning, Nesiyon comes to davening, whatever Nesiyonis might be. My Nesiyon is not yours. My Nekudas HaBechira is not the same as anybody else's. We all have our own. Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, we already conquered. So that's in my safety zone. The Yitzhar can't tug it away from me. I'm not going to go ahead and Mitzicha. That's in my safety zone. Then there's some various that we're not careful with. The Yitzhar has on his side. And then there's that point in the middle where a person is wishy-washy. And he goes back and forth. Every person has what he calls the Nekudas HaBechira. That point of Bechira in the middle, that there's a tug of war with the Yitzhar. And that's where the person has to be careful. That's where a person has to be careful. And a person could win on that, and he nudges the rope a little closer to him, the Nekudas HaBechira changes, and it moves up to another Nesayin, and hopefully a person could win the tug of war with the Yetzer Hara. But a person always has to realize that he is in this tug of war with the Yetzer Hara. And a person can't sit back and say, I'm good, I did every, and a person always has that Muhammad with the Yetzer Hara, and a person has to be careful.
Mechitza Meliel actually writes about this tug of war.
Yeah, Nekudas HaBechira. It appears into a chebel, to a rope. People pulling a rope. I'm not sure where it is. So you call him inside. Book him Maftayach. He brings in the Nekudas HaBechira. He brings it to it's a famous one of his classical ideas. This Nekudas HaBechira everybody has. There are certain Averis I'll never do. Certain mitzvahs that I have no Nesayin with. That's on my side. Then there's certain.
There's no Nesayin for us to walk into McDonald's and buy a cheeseburger.
Right.
No one in the room.
That's not your Nekudas HaBechira. Every person has their area, has their area where there's that tug of war with the Yetzer that a person has to be careful with. Later on in the parasha, it says in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Ches, we have about Eidim Zayimim, false Eidim. Pasuk tells us, Sheker Anobo Achiv, who testifies falsely, I'm sorry, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yutches, the Darsha Ashreftim Heitev, he answers, he testifies falsely against his friend. A person testifies falsely. And we all know Avera Geras Avera. One lie leads to another. One Avera leads to another. The expression in English is he created a web of lies. Once a person starts with one lie leads to another, and so on.
Be good at it.
In Eretz Yisrael. There was a prisoner in jail, going back the early days, and one day one of the guards asks him, why are you here? What crime did you commit that you're in prison? And the prisoner said, I was a thief. I got caught stealing, and I'm in prison. So the guard says, I want to ask you a question. Now that you serve time, and you're almost about to be released, would you go back to being a thief again? Or would you learn your lesson and get to live an honest life? So the prisoner answered and he said, I learned my lesson. I don't want to have to sit in prison again. So the guard said, do you mean to say you'll never ever steal again? So the prisoner says, there's one case I would steal. And the guard says, when would you steal? And he says, there's a rabbi that comes around to the jail to visit all the prisoners. Rabbi Levin comes around to visit all the prisoners. And he's my rabbi. He comes, he talks to us, he gives us chizik, he takes care of us, he's my rabbi. And I noticed he doesn't have a watch. He always has to ask for the time. And I made up my mind that as soon as I'm released from prison, I'm gonna get the rabbi a watch no matter what. If I could afford it and I have money, I'll buy it. If not, I'll steal for it. But my rabbi, I have to buy a watch. The God says, why are you so dedicated to your rabbi for? So the prisoner says, if you would meet my rabbi, you would understand. So the God was very curious. Who's a Rabbi Levine? He wanted to meet him. So next time he came, he goes home, he says, I want to tell you a story what happened. And he tells him the story with the prisoner. And he says to Rabbi Levine, what's your kayach with the prisoners? What kayach do you have? How do you change them? He says, I'm sure it's not us. having him sit in prison. It must be your influence. How did you change him? And Rabin says, Emes. I teach them the kayach of Emes, the power of telling the truth. And once a person always has to tell the truth, he can't be a criminal anymore. It's a criminal, can't tell the truth, he'll get caught. I teach them the importance of always telling, the Emes. Always telling, what?
Manslaughter.
I guess the person doesn't want to get caught, no? If he does a crime.
I didn't do it.
Okay. I teach them the truth. And when they learn the kayach of emes, when a person understands the kayach, the power of telling the truth, that slowly but surely changes them around. I don't throw everything on them right away. I start very, very softly, calmly with the meaning of emes. From there, things blossom and things grow. That's the power. That's the power of emes, of telling the truth. The famous bar from the Kotzko.
What about the watch?
I don't know. The point of the story was the MS, not the watch. Okay. I don't know what happened in the story. There's a famous bar from the Kotzko. Somebody once asked the Kotzko, why is it that the Goyim, you see some of the Goyim, are so into their false ideas and to their religion or their beliefs, really with the full hearts. And you find a lot of times that, mitzvahs are nashim u'mado. People do mitzvahs out of habit. They're not into it with their full hearts. He asked the Kotzko, how could it be? We have the emes, we have the truth, and the goyim have sheker. How could it be that they serve their sheker in the way that they do, and we have the emes, the truth, and we're half-hearted about it? And the Kotzko gave an answer that only the Kotzko could say. And he said, in Yiddish, bal zay dinin the sheker mit an emes, a mir dinin the emes mit a sheker. In other words, what? Zayd din in the sheker mit an emes, and mir din in the emes mit a sheker.
But how are we dealing with
this? In other words, the goyim, it's taka sheker.
Right.
But they're so into it, they truthfully believe the sheker, so they get so involved. When it comes to us, we taka have the emes, we have the truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but unfortunately we're powerful about it. And we don't deal with the true, without true emotions, true feelings. A person has to wake himself up. That we shtaka din the emes with an emes. We have the emes. So when we do the mitzvahs, especially at Chodesh Elul, we should wake ourselves up a little and do mitzvahs with the truth, with a little feeling. Everybody always asks, what could they do Chodesh Elul? A little improvement, a little something extra.
Don't come if you gotta do tshuva.
So the first thing is, don't take on anything too much, because it's not going to last. And be careful, because people, everybody's different. But a little bit failing. Come to davening, instead of just running in and running out, a little failing into the davening. A little bit, everybody in their own way. Whatever works for a person. Come a drop early, stay a drop later, daven Shemayin Esrei a little slower, learn one bracha, the translation, concentrate, whatever works, take something to try to work on for Chodesh Elul. Just want to end off by reading the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Siman Kuf Chav Ches, Dini Chodesh Elul. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down the Ramazan for Chodesh Elul. And it brings down from the Arizal, it says in Pashas Mishpatim, V'asher lo tzado, V'alakim ino liyadoi, V'samti l'chom makom, Mashiyonos shama. Ir Miklot. Ir Miklot, the Pasuk says that if somebody didn't ambush his friend, but Hashem just arranged it that he killed somebody with Shagig, the Samti, I'll put for you a place to run away. Says the Arizal, Ono liyodo, ino liyodo, v'samti l'cha. Ino starts with an aleph, liyodo is a lamed, v'samti is a vav, l'cha is a lamed, is Rosh Tevis Elul. Elul, in a sense, is the Ir Miklot. Elul is an Ir Miklot, where a person can run away and save himself from all the averis that he did the whole year. Elul is that im miklat that a person has. It's an eis rotzon al kabel tshuva al chatoyim she'asa b'cho hashana that a person did for a whole year. So just like a mitzayach runs to an im miklat to save himself, we have an im miklat for kim ino liyodav samti l'chom makoyim is v'ashitemis elul. Chodesh Elul is that im miklat that we have where a person could save himself. And how does a person save himself? By doing tshuva during the month of Elul. And then the Kitzur brings down the famous three remarks of Chodesh Elul. Omar Hashem Lekecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha. Es aleph, levavcha lamed, ve'es vav, levav, again, lamed zarecha. This is Rosh Tevis Elul. And ani l'daydi v'daydi li, Moshe Teves Elo, and ish l'reyehu matanas lev yoinim. Ish aleph l'reyehu lamed umatanas vav lev yoinim. And says that these three psukim are remes to tshuva, tefila, and tzedakah. The pasuk of Amal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav zarecha refers to tshuva, ani l'daydi v'daydi li refers to tefila, and ish l'reyehu matanas lev yoinim refers to tzedakah. If you go on tshuva, tefila, tzedakah, ma'avim in Yisrael hagzeira. So Elo is a chance in the mikvah, the person could be saved by using the power of the month of Elo. Frat tshuva, tefila, tzedakah during Elo is a tikkun for the year, and it accomplishes a lot more at this time. So let's use Chodesh Elo and not wait for the last minute till Erev Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. But Chodesh Elo is an opportunity, and let's use it the proper way. Hagam, it's still summertime out there in the world, and it's slow. So take the time that we have and use it properly. And Kosh Baruch Hu should take a watch over us. We should have the kayach to be able to use the elo properly, and we should take a mizrach to ksiv yichsimatayv and good revenge. Good.
Oh man. Yeah.